Good morning. A couple of years ago, I read this amazing book titled Rome, Sweet Home. I'm sure you're familiar with that book, and you know who the author is, or the authors are. Rome, Sweet Home. It's a beautiful, amazing story of the journey of faith, to conversion to Catholicism. Scott Hahn and his wife, Kimberly Hahn. They both wrote together that book, amazing, Conversion Story to Catholicism. Scott Hahn and his wife belonged to the Presbyterian Church. Scott Hahn was a minister. He was ordained a minister in Trinity Presbyterian Church in Virginia in 1982. 4 years later, he entered the Catholic Church on the Easter Vigil of 1986. Isn't that amazing? Amazing story. You know Scott Hahn. He is so famous and popular today, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. A great, charismatic, inspiring speaker and writer. And he has produced so many CDs. You will find some of them in our narthex, in the Lighthouse Catholic Media. Scott Hahn. You will never escape if you watch EWTN. He's already there, always there. His story is amazing, but he writes in his book how that transition took place. There was a time when he and his wife and the rest of the family were totally divided because he decided to become a Catholic. Yes, it was Scott Hahn who entered the Catholic Church first, while his wife, Kimberly, still remained a Presbyterian for a while. During that time, they suffered tremendously from their division, based on their faith and ideologies. Scott Hahn was always hunting and searching for something which would satisfy him. And the Presbyterian Church couldn't do that. He was not satisfied. He was looking and thirsting for something deeper, which he finally found in the Catholic Church. The most precious treasure that he was looking for in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and especially in the sacrament of confession. And he writes, that divided them for a while. His friends abandoned him. His community members totally turned their back against him. His family members fell silent on him and even turned away. His own wife ignored him. He writes, when he goes to daily mass and comes back home after he became Catholic, he met his wife with a cold face and indifference. She never asked him a word about what happened in the church. That was an excruciating pain for him to go through. But eventually, he convinced his wife of this most precious treasure that he found in the Catholic Church. And thanks be to God, Kimberly also became a Catholic after a while. And when they were united together after that, their unity and love as a couple became more deeper than before. Isn't that amazing? But for a while, they experienced sharp division because he decided to live the values of Jesus. So he had to face with oppositions. But he didn't mind that. Today in the gospel we hear Jesus telling, he is sadly predicting that his message of the gospel would eventually produce division in the families. Yes, and that is happening in many families. His values of the gospel will eventually produce division in the families. A family of five will be divided. Three against two, two against three. That may be parents against children and children against parents. That's what perhaps Jesus meant when he said like that. No? Son against father, father against son, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. I don't know why Jesus did not add son-in-law against father-in-law, you know. Maybe that's something he left to us, you know, to complete. But definitely, I see this in many families today. I see families struggling to come to understanding of, because of the differences of their faith and moral values that they hold on to. It is hard. Jesus said in the gospel today, I came not to bring peace but division. Wow. That's a powerful statement. He is known as the Prince of Peace. And then why did Jesus say that? There are times when we are called to stand up for Jesus and for his values and be counted. But there are also others who will not stand up for Jesus and for his values, but at the same time, they wanted to be counted too. And that's why there is division. But which one would you prefer? Would you rather stand up for the values of Jesus and the gospel values, or just go with the current of the society? Be prepared to stand up against the division. Stand up for the values of the kingdom of God. It's going to be hard. Yes, when a person finds Jesus in his or her life, that totally changes them, transforms them. And he or she can no longer live the old life that they were living. They will be totally transformed. They will be changed. And those who have not found Jesus in their lives, they cannot understand this. And therefore, they are met with misunderstanding, insults, and maltreatments. They are being misjudged by the rest of the society because they found Jesus in their lives and they are standing up for the truth and values of the kingdom of God. This happens in families. This happens in the schools where students mock other students just because they go to mass. Yes. This happens to young people who come to church, who goes to mass. They are being mocked at by their peers just because they love to go to church, they love to pray, they love their Christian faith. They are being despised by the rest of the society. But be prepared. Be prepared. It is a great cost. It comes with a great cost. Yes, Jesus had to give his very life in order to bring about the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus speaks about, a baptism that he is about to be baptized with in today's gospel. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how restless I am until it is accomplished. The baptism of suffering, death on the cross, by which he won salvation for the humanity. Yes, in the first reading we heard, Prophet Jeremiah, for speaking the truth, he had to pay a great price. He was thrown into the well by his enemies. They almost killed him for speaking the truth and justice, about truth and justice. But he didn't mind doing that. Brothers and sisters, there is a challenge that we are facing in living our Christian faith and morals. But let us not be discouraged. Be prepared to stand for the values of the kingdom of God, even if that would bring about division. Jesus came to bring about peace, but not the kind of peace that the world offers. A peace that is based on values of the kingdom of God. A peace that will last. Peace of truth and justice, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. This is what Jesus wants us to experience in our lives. Let us ask about our own faith. Who do we stand for? In today's society, when our faith and morals are challenged, do we continue to stand up for the values of the kingdom of God, defend the gospel teachings, and live that values and share that values of the kingdom of God with our children and our future generations to come? Amen.